audit. The word audit comes in from a Latin word, and this actually means to listen. Audire means to listen. And listening means an attempt to know the state of affairs, how they are existing, what is expected, and what is promised to exist. Auditing is a very formal kind of process, and it goes back to the yesteryears when we mentioned the feature of listening, active listening. So it consequently is a diagnosis and tries to gauge in the current situation, but also finding the gaps between current status and what is the desired status. Why are we auditing? The auditing is trying to find gaps. Gaps? Which level do we really want to be? Now this has to be something which is a routine exercise, and it's not a statutory or a legal obligation. Hence, there's no legal binding on adopting auditing. But some companies, nevertheless, they have preferred using human resource audits. So like any other company, it's a very systematic, it's a very formal process which is designed to examine strategies, policies, procedures, documentation, structure, system, practices, and everything about the organization's HR management into systematic and scientific assessment of strengths, limitations, and development needs of what are the existing human resource, and also from the enhanced organizational performance point of view. Now, human resource audit is based on the premise that human resource processes are very dynamic, they have to go on continuously, and they are redirected and revitalized in response to the organization's ever-changing needs. Human resource audits are not routine practices. They are directed towards solving certain problems. So audits, just like financial audits, they are very similar to the financial audits, and they help us to gain in information about what are the possible causes and what is the current level that we are and what are the future problems that could occur. Now, finding what are the audit aids, how decisions are being made in the organization using the internal documents which are not necessarily being shared with the public. So unlike financial audits, it is routine, it is regulated, it is standardized, and human resource audits are non-routine. They are designed to cater to the needs of the organization which are very unique and particular for the organization. So in fact, these studies are very unusual in their nature, and the manner in which audit is conducted could vary from a very self-directed survey to interventions from outside by an external consultant. So someone from internally could be conducting, a senior person from the senior management or top management could share his expertise and bring a report, or else we could also have someone from external come over. Now, HR reports are the people in the organization who look at the processes and they put everything in place and to ensure that the system is working efficiently. An HR audit goes way beyond the hiring process. It goes into areas of retention, budgeting, training, compensation, management relationships with the employees as well as with the management. You have a virtually every practice which affects the people is being audited. The periodic audit ensures that quality is being maintained. SBI, State Bank of India, has recently it conducted its audit, let's say 5 years ago, almost in 2005. Again, they conducted after 5 years, which was conducted in 2015. After 5 years again, they will be conducting this particular audit. It shows that legal compliance is maintaining or improving the competitive advantage. How are its documentations? How effective are they maintaining it? It also helps to identify the strengths, the weaknesses in training, communication, and any other employment related practice. Human resource auditing is something which many companies, they do it annually, just like financial information. It gives them a complete idea about their workforce, their efficiency, and how to deal with issues which come in from hiring, recruiting, human resource. Now it's going to be like a person going to a doctor for an annual checkup, and this is to ensure that you any detection of any issue is being detected way from day one, rather than waiting for things to spread out the entire body and then correcting it. It also comes as like physical health. It prevents a lot of issues, and this prevention is very important from the organization's point of view. A good human resource planning ensures that the problems of the company, it saves a lot of money for the company, and all the benefits are ascertained to it. Human resource audit, which is there, it means a systematic verification of job analysis, job design, recruitment, selection, orientation, and placing the employees. It also means performance appraisal, which means the way we take our employees from level 1 to level 2 is being evaluated. Job evaluations, evaluating one's job, whether the system of a job is very complicated or it's a very easy system for the job to be performed by the employee. Are we providing all the resources to the employee, or does the employee require to bring in some instruments or some devices from their end? Motivating the employees from time to time, participative management, which is very crucial and important, and ensuring that the employee is self-motivated and self-driven to stay within the organization. Communication, which is an open system, an open door kind of communication with the top management, so that any employee who feels a need to participate with the management and discuss out issues with them could communicate with them. Welfare and social security, safety and health issues, industrial relations, maintaining cordial relations between the employer and the employee, and the employee and employees. Trade unions, having safe relations with the trade unions and cordial relations with them. Disputes which are there between trade unions and the employers need to be resolved from time to time. Now, the purpose of human resource accounting is to understand what and establish what are the accounting audits and how do we classify these accounting audits according to the statutory requirements. In case of human resource audits, there's no legal obligation. How it is required and how to enlighten the management to voluntarily accept the usefulness circumstance. So there are certain examples that we could cite when there's a need felt by top management that they actually need it, you could do it. It could be compulsory from the external forces where we require an audit to be performed throughout the organization. Businesses are changing significantly, and internationally, if we need to take in international business decisions, which are going to affect your human resource, then is when you would require such advanced systems and advanced practices. Human resource audit is highly useful from the point of view that it does organization regularly forecast what, how many people are required and what is the demand for various categories. Do job analysts exist for every position in the organizations? The process of job analysis, is it carried out for everyone? Are the potential candidates in the organization, are they evaluated, are they identified? What are the measurable selection criteria which are developed for filling up those positions? Do we effectively have training and development programs? How do they exist? Is there a performance evaluation system that helps us to assess the past and the potential performance? What is the remuneration system like? Is it there to motivate the employees, or are they very depressed with the system? Is the plant that they have, is it authorized? Is it fulfilling all the legal requirements? Is there a grievance over any procedure? Does the organization have high quality or balanced work life, or the employees are expected to work a lot more than what they are paid for? Are the human resource practices contributing to organizational effectiveness? And what if the management, is it underestimating the human resource of the organization and their contribution to organization's effectiveness? There are certain approaches to human resource audit. There's comparative approach, there's outside authority approach, statistical approach, compliance approach, management by objective approach. A comparative approach, in this particular approach, there is identifying who are the competitors of the company, and as a result, they are compared with the company and industry. Outside authority, when there are auditors and they have their own set standards as their benchmarks, and they are comparing that with that of the organization. Statistical approach. In this particular approach, you have performance developed for the company's existing information. Compliance approach. In this, the auditors, they take past actions which or the past trends which the organization has, and calculate them with those of the activities of legal requirements and policies and procedures of the company. Management by objective. Now, this approach, it creates the specific goals against performance which can be measured and arrive at a final decision which shows what is the actual performance and set objectives. The audit of corporate strategy. Knowing which strategy, how do we audit it? Firstly, we need to have a resource audit. Resources are being identified for this particular business. Plant, machinery, retail, what are the retail outlets, what are the trademarks, and the result of partnership, joint ventures, suppliers, arrangements with other businesses, and you can read a lot about the resources which are available. Value chain analysis, it describes what are the strengths of business influenced by Michael Porter's suggestions. We could group them into two activities. Primary activities which are concerned with the deliverables and creating those deliverables. Support activities which are not directly with the production, but they also ensure that efficiency and effectiveness is maintained. Like human resource management. Now, it is very rare for a business to undertake all primary as well as support chain activities. So value chain analysis, it provides which are the activities which you should be doing and which are the activities you should outsource. Core competencies, these are those capabilities which are very critical to adding a competitive advantage. It recognizes competition between businesses. It's a rare kind of competence mastery or expertise which you have in this market position or market power. Senior management, they cannot focus on all businesses and all competencies which are required. So how do you enhance this? Performance analysis. Checking what is the current performance, asking in questions like what are the resources which are being used for business and how has it changed? So historical analysis. We could also have how are we working in comparison with others, industrial norm analysis. What are the resources and capabilities that we have? Are we best in our class, founding benchmarks? And how has the financial performance of the company changed over a period of time? Who are the key competitors with respect to the industry in the whole? Ratio analysis. Now, portfolio analysis is analyzing what are the businesses and which are the most strategic business units and how does this particular unit of operations with one segment graphically differ from the other geographical markets. So, larger diversity means there are several divisions of each of the many business units operating in their own distinct industry. Now, the important objective or strategic audit is to ensure that business portfolio in terms it's very strong and the business units which are there in terms of its investment and which needs to be highlighted. Traditionally, there are two analytical models that we use. One is Boston Consultancy Group or BCG model as we call it, which tries to understand which are the star performers, which are the cash cows of the company, which are the declining firms and which should be looked as a forthcoming or which are the question mark kind of areas. McKinsey also came out with their share, which shares McKinsey and General Electric growth share market or matrix. SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities and spread. This is one kind of business analysis model which is important. Now, to review the organization's system, human resource, there are subsystems and the efficiency of attracting as well as retaining the human resource. We also find out what the persons do in the organization and what are their practices. We also find what are the units, how do they function and how are they available for personal policies. Personal system in comparison with other organizations and how do we modify them according to others. There's a need for HR audit. How do we comply with those reasons? How do we increase the organization and personnel? Changing philosophy of the management towards human resource. Their strengths of trade unions which are increasing. Human resource management philosophy and personal policies and practices which are practiced at the global level. And increasing interdependence on organization's human resource and its functioning. Now, what are the benefits of human resource? It identifies what is the contribution of human resource department. It improves the professional image of the HR department. It encourages greater responsibility and professionalism within the HR department. It classifies the HR department, their duties and responsibilities. What is the critical personnel problem with every department? And it ensures timely compliance. Everything has to be done with deadlines and legal requirements have to be complied with. It also reduces the human resource cost. The HR audit activities should be deeper in evaluating the HR personnel policies, programs, philosophies, practices, concepts and comparing with the standard practices. Identifying indices, indicators, statistical ratios and what are the gross numbers. Examining what are the variations in time frame, what was the previous and corresponding time frame. Comparing these variations with different departments and during different periods. Just not a one-time thing, but we do it over a period of time. Examining the variations and different periods in comparison with the similar units and industries in the same region. Drawing a trend line, finding the frequency, how many times is it repeated, calculating it statistically, preparing and submitting a very detailed report of top management and management information which is required. There are certain problems and issues which occur in HR audit also. The rules, the systems and regulations of financial audits which are well developed. It becomes very difficult for the HR or the audit personnel and policies with the comparison of the past rates, turnovers, expenditures and those of the other departments and organizations. So it cannot be taken as a standard for comparison for decisions which have arrived. Hence, it is very difficult to conduct personnel audit. And whatever survey, if there is some fault in it, it shouldn't be a fault-finding survey. Every employee then tries to pass on their responsibility and say, no, it was not my fault, it has been done by someone else. So there are more troubles, there are more fingers which are pointed to each other. And at the end of it, instead of coming out with an objective solution, there are more suggestions, there are more wrongs which are being done. And the team completely shatters. HR audit as a function, it has to be a very healthy function which maintains the physical as well as mental well-being of human body. Typically, the basic reason why organizations, they prefer to conduct an HR audit is to clear a very clear judgment about what is the overall status of the organization, whether there are certain systems put in place and what are the results like. Human resource audit also helps the companies to find what are the gaps and where are they lacking and what are the reasons why this is being done. So in every company, there are certain systems, there are certain targets and HR audit compares that with the actual plan and what was being planned. The concept of HR audit has emerged from a practice of financial auditing. It was like financial auditing which is done. HR auditing has taken its root and shaped from there. It's mandatory for every organization to do it and by external statutory auditors. So this audit serves as an examination of simple basis of practices, systems, identifying and ensuring sound accounting principles which are followed. Audit for managerial compliances, it's a very critical component of internal control processes and what are the prerequisites for assessing compliances with the corporate performance standards. So whether the compliances or the internal corporate procedures are being followed, and are they in accordance with the external regulatory requirements, like code of conduct, like ISO 14001. It's a very effective compliance management tool. It ensures continuous improvement. Effective compliance management will protect, it will enhance your brand, it will help your reputation, it will take care of your litigations, fines, persecutions, your bad PR in any sense, or bad reputation which you have created, costs, liabilities, damage, and associated with non-compliance. Audit and compliance issues with respect to the workflow, it ensures demonstration of compliances with the internal as well as external standards, your legislations, your procedures, code of conduct, and provides instant and real-time visible compliances of your entire organization. Users, they can identify the legal of their organization as well as reports which need to comply. Key benefits of audit of managerial compliance. It improves the management processes. It ensures that executive database, it is visible on the websites. It provides consistent and comparable compliances with businesses. It configures audits and assessment of checklists and protocols which were there. It also checks the checklist of question scoring and what is the functionality of each question. Schedule audits, assessments for your entire organization, single business unit or single site, tracking, identifying, modifying all the non-compliances. The HR audit process, it starts with a basic step, which is pre-audit information. Every information relevant to the HR manual, be it handbook, forms, reports, other relevant information are being forwarded to the client who is compiling all the information for the review by auditors. Pre-audit of self-assessment. In order to maximize the time spent during subsequent portions of audit, pre-audit or a self-assessment form is sent to the client for best use. And they answer these questions on based of yes or no. And they answer a number of questions about the current HR practices, HR policies, and completion of these particular administrative questionnaire. They help us to identify and identify the, what are the key areas for focus in HR audit. On-site review. This includes information about client's facility, interviewing staff regarding HR policies, practices. It gives us in-depth information about HR audit checklist which have been completed. The review or the records review during an on-site visit, a separate review is being conducted from the HR records, their postings, and employee personnel are randomly examined, as well as compensation, employee claims, disciplinary action, grievances, or any other relevant information is being checked. Audit report is being generated. Now, at Infosys, as I said, we generate a report and this information is being secured and kept. They are classified into parts like certain urgent important parts, not very urgent important parts, some parts which cannot need no importance at all, and some parts which are important opportunities for the future. We could also have customer satisfaction audits. Whether what is the true attitude, what is the opinion, what is the motivation to customers, how can they meet these or gain greater share of the market, what is the loyalty and commitment current customers, and do current customers have a sale or idea about your product or others' products. Identifying what are the sufficient products, how do we meet those services, how do we satisfy and deliver the best to our customers in the marketplace. Identifying what is the extent to which internal services and expectations are met and how can we meet them. It is much easier for a turnover dissatisfaction to turn into a loyal and committed by just handling or giving in, handling a very negative situation and turning it into a very positive situation because of poor service. Assessing what the management leadership is looking for in terms of commitment, loyalty, motivation, staff, and devising strategies for them. And also employees, what is their contribution towards business, recognizing, appreciating them. What are the important objectives of HR? It is an HR research helps to identify what are the effects and results of their current policy. My current policies, are they really relevant? If yes, how? Evaluate the need for revision of the current HR policies and to evaluate present employment terms and future conditions to predict what are the possible problems and suggest their prevention. Now, there are various methods of HR research. One is a case study method, where the problems faced by the HR manager, they can be used to be solved through case study method. Survey, a questionnaire which contains objective multi-choice questions or scaled answers, are used to suggest agreement or disagreement to a particular question. Experiment, we are conducting a controlled group which remains constant. Hawthorne, he conducted a lot of experiments and his experiments were later used in the other environment. We thank you for your patient listening and we're looking forward for any suggestions or concessions from your end.